thank you all for being here this evening. My name is Diane Cornett Deal, and I really appreciate the Chambers putting on this event this evening. And I especially appreciate all the other media that's here tonight. I would like to let you know that I am your current clerk of court and have been for the past 8 years. Prior to that, I was an assistant clerk for 30 years, at which time I was able to learn all of the different areas of the clerk's office. During that time, I worked for, first of all, John Bingham, and then for Glenn Hodges. Both of them were well-respected clerks. One of the things that I want to tell you about tonight is, during this time that I have been your clerk, I have also served on many committees for the Conference of Clerks for the whole state of North Carolina. In that role, I have been able to sit on committees that dealt with the technology issues, we have dealt with the financial issues, and many different things that has a large effect on how we are able to serve the public. I have been privileged to sit in on some of the most recent innovative ideas for our court system, one of those being something that is just came into being this month. And now, if a defendant has a case pending in court, they can actually go online to the North Carolina website and register so that they can receive notifications for their upcoming court dates. That's our most recent thing. But in addition to that, defendants can pay tickets online. They can pay their court costs and their fees online. Throughout the years that I've been in this office, I have seen many, many changes. We have gone from having absolutely no technology in the court system to having complete technology. And eventually we will have a paperless system. So thank you again for being here tonight, and I ask you for your vote in November. Thank you.
All right, next is Travis Gritcher.
Well, the clerk of court race is one that typically doesn't get a lot of attention, but I believe it should. It involves much more than just managing court records and coordinating jury duty. And in fact, the clerk, elected clerk, and the staff frequently find themselves engaging citizens at some very sensitive stages of life. 3 years ago, my father passed away unexpectedly from a brain tumor. And during that process, I learned that about many of the services, the important services the clerk performs in helping families walk through the probate process. I also learned that only 42% of American adults have a will, and that became a concern of mine. In conversation with some of my many friends in the wealth management sector and local attorneys, I began to be encouraged and was asked to consider running for the office of clerk of court, because they felt like my talents and my passion was a good fit. After about 3 months of consideration, prayer, a lot of conversation, and due diligence, I made a decision that indeed this office was one that matched my talent set and passion. I'm a fifth-generation local, ASU graduate. I hold a certificate of nonprofit management from Duke University, and have two children, married, and my children attend Parkway Elementary School. For the past 20 years, I've worked at various management and leadership roles within Samaritan's Purse. I've traveled to 50 different countries and have had the unique privilege of engaging many people in some important areas of need in their life, like natural disasters or poverty. And that I've learned that it takes a lot of compassion and impartial service in doing that. As your next elected clerk of court, I'll be impartial, I'll be positive, and I'll be proactive. I believe that North Carolina can do, or Watauga County can do better, and only 42% of Americans or adults have a will. I believe some proactive leadership will help improve that area. Thank you, and it will be my privilege and honor to serve as your next Watauga County Clerk of Superior Court.
All right, thank you very much. Seth Banks now for District Attorney.
Thank you. My name is Seth Banks, and I'm a candidate for district attorney. Over the last 4 years, I've had the honor of representing the people of Watauga, Avery, Mitchell, Yancey, and Madison counties as the elected district attorney. It is my great privilege to walk into courtrooms across this district day in and day out and be the voice of people across this district in courtrooms in all the county seats of this district. It is also my great privilege to work with one of the best staffs of any district attorney, I would argue, in the state of North Carolina. My folks, both attorneys and legal assistants, bring a passion to their work day in and day out that is apparent when folks interact with them both in the courtroom and in the office. I and my assistant district attorneys bring over 100 years of legal experience to this office. In addition, we bring over 50 years of dedicated prosecutorial experience to this office. With that, my staff and I, along with judicial officials, clerks of court across this district, have worked together over the last 4 years to improve the court system. Together, we've achieved outcomes like 100% case clearance across the district in both district and superior courts. That means that year in and year out, we're moving more cases than we're bringing in, and I'm proud of that. We have been able to address backlogs across the district in a coordinated way and bring those down. In addition, we have prosecuted, we've seen a 15-fold increase in the number of habitual felons that we are prosecuting across the district, and a 125% increase in the number of trials, jury trials, that we are trying across this district. I am anxious and to start the next 4 years, and I would certainly ask for your support as we look to the future and address the problems and concerns of the people of this district as we look to the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Diane Cornett Deal, Travis Critcher, and Seth Banks.